Are you ready for the highest paid television personalities? Some of these are kind of surprising. Here's the story behind it. We can talk a little TV here. The verdict has been handed down. Judge Judy Shindlin is the highest paid personality on television. Hasn't that been the case for like many, many years now? Like, she makes an obscene amount of money. Shindlin, who starred in Judge Judy for 21 seasons? Judge Judy has been on for 21 seasons? Wow. She earns an estimated $47 million per year, according to Variety. In the reality host news category, that's nearly twice as much as Today Show host Matt Lauer, who makes estimated between $22 and $25 million a year. Wow. $47 million a year, Judge Judy. Now, this is broken up into categories. You've got reality hosts and news, you've got drama, and you've got comedy. All right. Number five on the list of comedy, and we'll go 5-1 from, you know, from the least to the most. Drew Barrymore in Santa Clarita Diet. What is that? She makes $350,000 per episode. I've never even heard it. What is that? Is it a show that's coming on and she just, and you know, that's what she just got paid to tape it or to film it? Santa Clarita Diet. And it's Drew Barrymore. I have no idea what that is, but she gets $350,000 per episode.
They say it's a Netflix show.
Oh, it's a Netflix show. So it's probably a new one, right? I guess.
Released in 2017.
Yeah, so it's not coming out. She just got paid for that.
Starring also Timothy Oliphant, created by Victor Fresco.
Okay. Santa Clarita Diet and Drew Barrymore from Netflix gets $350,000 per episode.
Married couple Sheila and Joel Barrymore and Oliphant are real estate agents in Santa Clarita, California. The couple's lives take a dark turn after Sheila goes through a dramatic change.
Oh. Okay. I like Timothy Oliphant. He's cool, man. All right, number four on the list of comedy. Dwayne Johnson for Ballers. He gets $400,000 per episode. $400,000 per episode. And that's a drop in the bucket for him, right? That's like nothing. That's like you're on the way to Jewel and you dropped a 20. You know what I mean? That's like that is for in the real world.
Doesn't he like run the show? Doesn't he create the show? Is he just like double dipping then? Because like...
Yeah, I know he's creatively a force in the show. I know. Have you ever seen that show?
No, I've never seen
it. It's good. It's good. He's very funny on it. 400 grand per episode for Ballers, Dwayne Johnson. All right? Then we'll finish out the comedy category of who gets paid the most in television and comedy. Then we've got drama, and we've got the news and reality host stuff. That's coming up, too. All right, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up next on WGN. Psycho Chicken. Mark in Minneapolis for Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah! Requested Psycho Chicken by The Fools. Danny, you familiar with Psycho Chicken?
I am not.
It was, I believe for a little while, it was a mainstay on Dr. Demento. You'd hear that on Dr. Demento. Do you ever hear Psycho Chicken?
I have not.
Yeah.
No.
A lovely song. Okay, so the highest paid television personality is what we're talking about. And so we've got, so far, Drew Barrymore on the show that hasn't debuted yet on Netflix called Santa Clarita Diet gets $350,000 per episode. Dwayne The Rock Johnson
Is that his brother?
That gets $400,000 per episode for Ballers on HBO. Mm-hmm. And the top three are tied, and they're all from the same show. Can you, Esmeralda, guess?
Big Bang Theory.
You are absolutely right.
Ugh.
I totally agree with you. That
I don't
show,
think they deserve that.
That
money.
Show sucks.
Yeah.
Johnny Galecki. Is it Kaylee? Is her first name Kaylee? Kaylee Cuoco? Okay. Kaylee Cuoco or Kelly Cuoco or whatever the hell her name is.
I want to say it's Kelly.
Is it Kelly? Okay. Kelly Cuoco. And, of course, Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
How much do you think they get per episode?
I want to say in the million.
Well, it's a million.
Oh, a million each?
Yeah. They what? Get a million each.
I want to know what that writer's room looks like.
Empty. Judging by the quality of that show,
I imagine there's like there's a bunch of them in there.
There's a monkey in there with a typewriter. That's the only thing that I can imagine. That show sucks, man.
Yeah, no, that show's terrible.
I've tried to watch it several times, and then, you know, and it's on before Seinfeld. The Seinfeld rerun block starts sometimes,
yes.
And I'll be like, what is this?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's horrific.
Do you ever watch? No, you don't have the HBO.
No,
you don't have the HBO. So you've never seen Silicon Valley?
No.
Silicon Valley is what The Big Bang Theory wishes it could be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? The kind of characters that they portray. Silicon Valley is hilarious and real and really funny and well written. Big Bang Theory is not.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah.
It's like, you know, they took a cliche poll on what a nerd should be, and then they created these, you know, cliches.
Well, it's on CBS.
Yeah, CBS, man. CBS. I don't know. They've got some comedies on right now. they got that. That one, and they got the.
They have comedies.
What's the other one, Dan? They got the one with Joel McHale.
The Great Indoors.
Oh,
Great Indoors.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that trailer. Just
and
no.
Got the Kevin Can Wait.
Kevin Can Wait.
Oh, man. No, I heard a commercial for it.
Of Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah. And it was just like, what?
Yeah.
His joke was, I have the Yelp now. I can bring this place down. It's like, what?
I know. That's the kind
Gross.
Of writing that's consistent on all of the CBS shows.
Ugh.
Then go over to NBC and you've got The Nice Place, which is without question the best new network sitcom. Have you seen it yet?
No.
It's Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
Okay.
So funny, so thoughtful, great special effects, great imagination, terrific. And then you've got Speechless on ABC, which is the new sitcom with Minnie Driver.
Mm.
That, too, is really smart, but nothing on CBS.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Okay, and they're the highest paid. There's $1 million
cool.
an episode to go, bazinga!
You know, they could at least do other things. I think Jim Parsons does things that are
Jim Parsons is a really
good things.
He's a really talented guy.
Those other two are just sailing.
Yeah.
Sailing.
Now, why isn't Blossom in there with them? Why doesn't she get paid as much as them?
Well, although it's an ensemble cast, the driving force of the show are those three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're the main.
I was gonna, what about the guy who does the killer Nicolas Cage impersonation? What's that guy's name?
Simon Helberg.
He does an unbelievable Nicolas Cage. Unbelievable. All right, ready for drama?
Mm-hmm.
Peter Dinklage comes in at number 5 for Game of the Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 per episode. For the Dinklage. I love that guy, though.
Yeah, no, he's great.
He is great. I don't watch the show. I never got into it.
So much money.
That's a lot of money. That's what I'm saying. This is crazy. Number 4, Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. $500,000.
Really? I thought he'd get more.
Yeah, well, you know, it isn't a network.
Right, but him being Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I think he'd get more.
Well, yeah. You would. Is that Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
That's Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Netflix must have some money.
Well, yeah, they got money.
Well, because
they keep raising the rates, yeah.
It's $8 now from the $7.
I don't know, we're up to $10.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah,
$9.99.
It's $9.99. It's $10. Yeah, so they're paying. You're gonna when you see what else, who else is on this list. Netflix has three of the five of the five people in drama that are getting paid the most. So $500,000 to Kevin Spacey for The House of the Cards. Then, of course, number three, this guy. How long has this guy been around?
It's funny you mention this because I watched Summer School on Saturday. And that movie's awesome.
Yes, it is.
That is a fantastic film.
Mark Harmon. No kidding. And how long has that guy been around? It was St. Elsewhere, right? That was his first big show?
That was his first one. So, but I called Eileen. I'm like, do you want to see something funny? And she's just like, what? I'm like, look at Gibbs as a hot young man. And she's just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was all about it.
Yeah. But how hot is Courtney Thorne Smith in that movie? Well before she made the mistake of marrying Jim Belushi on that stupid-ass show, According to Jim. You know, there was a period where I didn't have cable when I first moved in with my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have the cable. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And so we waited a little while before we got cable. And so for about 3 months, I lived without cable for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worse than kicking heroin.
Oh my God.
I don't know what kicking heroin is like. But anyway.
But if you did.
But if I did kick,
worse.
If I did ever kick the H. It would have been worse than kicking the HBO.
Was it like that Starsky and Hutch episode where he just walked around in like a sweater for 2 days?
Yeah, they kicked. Hutch kicked H thanks to Starsky in 48 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. It was wrapped up by the end of the episode. He became a heroin addict, and at the end, he was fine. Thank you, Starsky. You walked me around and you gave me coffee. Now I'm fine. I no longer have to worry about heroin again as long as I live because he gave me coffee and walked me around the room. So anyway, we didn't have the HBO or the cables.
Mm-hmm.
So I mistakenly, started watching According to Jim. It was on Channel 9.
No.
So I started watching According to Jim, and I couldn't stop watching it. And the reason why I couldn't stop watching it is because, without question, it's the biggest piece of crap that's ever been on television in the history of television. And I watched it like a train wreck. I'd watch it and I'd go, this can't get worse. It's not possible for any television show on earth to be worse than this. And then it kept getting worse and worse. So I'd watch it every day. I watched it every day.
Oh, wow.
And I'd sit in front of the TV and just like, I'd shake my head. I'd be looking, I'm like, what? What? Heather would come home and go, why are you watching that? And I'm like, I can't stop.
Yeah, actually.
I can't take my eyes away from this horrendous train wreck, the worst TV show ever.
So were you watching at this point Life According to Jim and Waterworld?
No, that was my first wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Waterworld was my first wife.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna sound like
no, it was Waterworld. But Waterworld is good. Waterworld, Waterworld's a damn good movie. According to Jim, is just absolute crap. Have you ever watched an episode of that show?
Yeah. Not good.
I mean, Dan, have you ever sat through an episode of According to Jim?
Can't say that I have.
It is. I mean, seriously, it is as bad writing as you could possibly get in a movie.
They're the same writers.
Of the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Worse. I'm not kidding you. Worse than the Big Bang Theory. According to Jim, I swear to God, every 2 minutes when I was watching it, and I seriously couldn't take my eyes off the screen because it was so mesmerizingly awful, I'd just sit there and go, what? Why is this audience laughing? Why do people watch that show was on for 43 seasons or something?
Programmed laughter.
Well, yeah, but there was a studio audience in there, and the times when the studio audience actually did laugh.
Oh, can you imagine having to go to see According to Jim?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I got you tickets to a TV show.
Honey, we're going to see According to Jim. Divorce.
Oh, God.
Speaking of that, there's a show coming on HBO Sunday called Divorce.
Oh, it's Sarah Jessica.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Thomas Hayden Church.
Saw that.
It looks great. I've had a couple personal experiences in that department, so I'm very excited about this show. So anyway, Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
Really quickly, Mark Harmon. We got on away from that because Courtney Thorne Smith is in summer
now,
school.
Is it what's his show?
NCIS.
NCIS.
He makes $525,000 per episode.
Okay.
And that guy's still, by the way, been in television, been in the entertainment business for a long time. Was an incredible quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and he's still married to Mindy. They've been married. He's married to Pam Dauber. He's married Mork and Mindy.
Oh, okay.
They've been married for like 35 years or something.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. I like Mark Harmon.
Is CSI still on?
One of them, right? Aren't any of them?
No, I believe all three are not.
It's all NCIS now, right? And Criminal Lips or Minds.
Criminal Minds, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching Criminal Minds on the ION network.
Positively
entertaining. Yeah, positively.
Positively entertaining. All right, we got a break here, and then I'll unveil the top two moneymakers, people who make the most money in the drama department on television. Is that the wording that he used? It's Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. And coming up in about 10 minutes is Steve Grzanich in the opening bell. Steve Cochran, the great Steve Cochran at 6. Trucker Rich requested Puff the Magic Dragon because, as he says, or his words, he and his army buddies used to listen to it when they were engaged in a certain activity forbidden by the military. That would be blowing weed.
Yeah, but really? Puff the Magic Dragon?
That's what that song is about.
I know, but just, you know, I don't watch Italian movies when I eat spaghetti. Like,
yeah, but there are certain things you listen to when you get high.
You will be in November.
Yeah.
That's right. That's you will true. Be. That's right. That when you come true. To see the Godfather.
But that just seemed like, let's play this on repeat 7 times. Like,
well, no. You know, you're blowing weed. You might want to hear about a dragon that blows weed. Then you watch H.R. Puffin stuff. That's what you do. All right. Okay. So top five drama performers who get paid the most. Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, $500,000 per episode. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, $500,000 per episode. Mark Harmon, NCIS, $525,000 per episode. The next two are tied. I will tell you who they are. I want you to guess how much they get paid.
Okay.
So in the number three position is $525,000. So that's where you're starting off at. Mark Harmon. The top two, Alexis Bledel and Lauren Graham, My Gilmore Girls.
Is it for the new one?
Yes. So it's Netflix.
So
how much do you think they're getting paid? They're getting paid more than $525,000 per episode. Both of them are getting the same amount.
I'm going to say $1 million.
$750,000.
Gosh.
$750,000 per episode. Now, the thing is, it's only 4 episodes. So I don't, you know, if you think about it, they're really not getting paid more than everybody else on the list because everybody else, you know, like House of Cards, there's like 12 episodes per season.
Right.
NCIS, there's like 20.
Yeah, but that's not even work for them. They're like, oh, yeah, let's play that thing where we just talk a lot and drink coffee. Sure.
There's more to that show than just talking a lot and drinking coffee. Although you can go to the pop-up Luke's Diner today, 7 a.m. to noon, to get your coffee. You get a free cup of coffee. And I threw out the information for where they are.
Osmium.
Yeah, on Belmont. That's 1100 West Belmont. And then Claire's Coffee Hut. On Clark.
Wow.
On Clark. Somewhere on Clark.
Okay.
You can find it.
Somewhere on Clark. That very long street.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it.
Clark.
It looks like Luke's Diner.
Oh.
All right, are you ready for the reality hosts and news people?
Okay.
All right, we already know that Judge Judy makes the most. $47 million a year, Judge Judy makes.
Again, she doesn't even actually rule. You know what I mean? Like, she's not even looking up laws or anything.
No. Or
she's just going, yeah, you're wrong.
Do you remember when Sherry O'Terry used to do her on SNL?
Barely.
Hysterical. By the way, she's one of the most underappreciated cast members in the history of that show, Sherry O'Terry. She's brilliant. And so is Chris Kattan. Both of those, you know, and they were on during the same seasons. I think they were being kind of overshadowed by, like, Farrell and Molly Shannon. And meanwhile, they were really kicking some serious butt and doing a lot of really great characters.
Yeah.
The character that she does with the smeared lipstick and she walks around with the IV.
Right. She takes
and
she
takes all the pills.
Yeah.
Unbelievably funny. And Simma Down Now. Simma Down Now. Come on. She's amazing. But she did it one time she was doing, because she did Judge Judy on many, during many sketches. Mm-hmm. And one time she did it and Judge Judy showed up. She popped up and said, "Get out of me! Get out of my chair!" And like screamed at her. And then they sat next to each other for a little while and they looked exactly the same with the wig and everything. All right, so number two is Matt Lauer.
Okay.
Today's show. He gets paid between $22 and $25 million a year. And number, so we'll start now at number five, since we already mentioned that. Number five is Kelly Ripa from Live with Kelly. And is it now just called Live with Kelly? Does she,
I believe so.
And, but who's her co-host now?
I don't think they've named it.
Oh, they just keep rotating guys after Strayhorn left? All right. How much do you think she gets paid?
She's three?
Five.
Oh, she's number five.
Yeah, number five.
I'm going to go 900,000.
16 to 20 million a year.
What? Again, she didn't even do that much.
No, she doesn't. Regis did all the carrying. He did all the heavy lifting.
I mean, she's still not doing much either. That's why she needs a co-host.
She will always.
I like her and all, but she
will always be. She will always be Haley from All My Children. Always. I got two more to go here, but let's find out what's going to be happening in a few minutes on the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Somebody just punched me in the gut.
Why?
These salaries just make me want to vomit.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Some of them are just horrible.
$47 million a year for Judge Judy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
We could all do that. Just yell at people and just, you know. And it's funny that you bring up that According to Jim show.
Oh.
Sometimes I sit with my dog and turn that on, and we do like, because it's like dogs talking to each other.
Yeah.
You could fit any voice or any character into anyone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the worst thing ever. Yeah. And I would imagine that if you turn it on, your dog's in the room, your dog's just going to go, "I'm leaving," and walk out.
Yeah, he does that now when I try to do fake TV shows.
Okay.
More than your health at work depends on that donut table in the kitchen, you know, when you pass by and all that junk is out there. Believe it or not, your coworker can have a lot of influence on how healthy you are at work. And a new UIC Center for Worker Health is opening. We're going to talk to the new director of that. Also, the Bank of England says today that the Brexit, the exit from the European Union, is going to be worse than anybody ever thought, actually calling it insidious on the United Kingdom economy. We'll have those comments coming up next on the opening bell.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Okay, so Kelly Ripa, she's between 16 and 20 million.
That's so much money.
Bill O'Reilly is next. How much do you think he gets paid?
Wait, is this going down?
No, it's up.
Okay.
She's number five. He's number four.
25 mil.
18 to 20 mil. So he's 2 million more at the low end. 18 to 20 mil. And then number three on the list is Ellen DeGeneres, and she's below Matt Lauer, who makes 22 to 25 mil. So how much do you think Ellen DeGeneres makes?
20. Wait, how much was that? this is why I'm not making that much.
Matt Lauer, $22 million.
Okay, it's more than that.
No, it's less than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's under Matt Lauer.
15.
20.
Okay.
So a flat 20. So Kelly Ripa, 16.
Gosh.
Bill O'Reilly, 18. Ellen DeGeneres, 20. Matt Lauer, 22. Judge Judy, 47. More than doubled what Matt Lauer had.
And okay, Matt Lauer probably does things. He probably investigates.
He needs to do something with his hair.
But like half of them, they don't do anything.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres dances.
I mean, she probably doesn't even come up with those games. Room of writers.
Have you noticed, by the way, how games are now on like every late night talk show? Jimmy Kimmel is doing them now. Jimmy Kimmel did like charades. He did a game with Kate Winslet. She was on the other night, and he did a game, Name That You.
See, this is sad to say, although I've always liked him. I like Carson Daly's show.
What?
Is it still on?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's still on.
Is it?
It's on very late at night, and it's him just talking to people, or they kind of interview him, like, in a different place, like at Beast, just somewhere, and then, like,
what the hell is that?
Plays.
Last Call, right?
No, I think it's called something else.
No, I think it's called Last Call.
Is it?
Last Call with Carson Daly.
Well, they do. It's a cool way to interview people, and they actually interview people, and they talk to them, and then they have a band, and they kind of do little intros, and then they play music.
Yeah.
It's just very good.
But he's such a D-bag, I can't watch the show.
Right. I mean, he's not really on it, though.
Yeah. No, he's not that much.
They kind of have him just introduced, and then they go into this interview.
There it is. That's where the money is. We need to get into TV, Esmeralda.
I know. I like all the hardworking people.
I bet how much, you know, and I want to look it up this for the next time we talk about this. How much did Jim Belushi get paid for that damn show?
Oh, he probably got so much money.
I bet he got millions of dollars per episode for that show. I'm just going to blow my brains out. According to Jim. All right. Esmeralda, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. Svengoolie is going to be on. Oh, and Tony Hendra, a
is
comedy
he gonna
guy.
Live from Berwyn.
Berwyn. All right. We got a break here. News is next.